Discussion with Ajahn Suchin at the Foundation in Bangkok, August 2006. Recorded by Jonathan, edited by Jonathan and Sarah. August 15th with Sarah, Jonathan, Suchin and Azita.
Concerns people most is the idea of not control.
Yeah, the self is there, unseen self.
I'd like to come back to Atabhadupadana. Last time we talked about the four upadanas, and three of the upadanas refer to wrong view: ditupadana, silabhadupadana, Atabhadupadana. And when it comes to Atabhadupadana, I understood you'd be saying that it is not synonymous with Sakkaya Ditti because it's broader than Sakkaya Ditti. So it includes Sakkaya Ditti.
Sakkaya Ditti is also Upatavatupatana. But Atavatupatana is broader.
Broader, meaning. Yes. So when it's Sakkaya Ditti, it has to refer to one of the khandhas that is taken for self in one of the four ways. But in addition to the way that the khandhas are taken for self, then we may take other khandhas for being permanent instead of impermanent, or
sukha
instead of painful, and
Atta.
Self instead of not self. So this can refer to a pen or a microphone or anything. However, in the texts, when we look at Dhammasangani, for example, they seem to refer to Atabhadupadana as being exactly the same as Sakkaya Ditti.
Yeah.
So when I wrote about this, people said, but you know, look at the text, it can't be right.
But why there are two words, why not always Sakkaya Ditti?
Well, one could say there are two words for consciousness or for lobha or for many things. There are two words. Well, for example, we can talk about lobha or tanha, so different words are used for the same.
You mean that one reality can be named
in different ways.
But why not Sakkaya Tupatana?
Well, can one not just say that with regard to upadanas, a different word is used?
Okay, but you see that what's the word opposite to anatta?
Atta.
Atta.
Yes.
See, at moment of not seeing anattaness, then it is
atta.
Atta. And we cling to that as well. It's not necessary just cling to this body and mind. So at that moment, is there no clinging?
There's clinging, but for example, when we say we take this for being a cup, definitely it's ditti.
No, it can be just manyati.
It can be just panyati, but if it's with wrong views,
when
we really
wrong
think it's...
When it's wrong view, it means that at that moment one doesn't have the understanding of reality as it is, as just anatta at all. That's why the Atavatupadana includes Sakkaya Ditti. But when we do not talk about just Sakkaya Ditti, can the other thing be Atta as well? Like this? Because Atta doesn't just mean this. Anything that we take for something with no understanding of its true nature. Otherwise, it does not agree with reality at all. Because at moment of seeing what is seen, no matter this or there, it's only visible object. But when there's no understanding of visible object as just a reality, what is there, what is here, what is there, see? Same thing as not anatta, atta.
Definitely it's something, but doesn't the word atta, self, always suggest this
because
kind of self?
Because you see that we used to think that way, always I, self. But what about the clinging to anything which appears as something? Because there's also something exactly
so
the
just
same.
Just means something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a difference between taking dhammas as something and taking dhammas as self.
Sakkaya Ditti here is self, but this is not self, but
it's something.
Something.
Yes. Yeah. And we say it's not self, but actually it's utter.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, how can we have the understanding of this? As not this, see?
So in the texts like the Dhammasangani and the Vibhanga, why do they say that Atabha, Dupadana and Sakaya Ditti mean the same?
Exactly, because Sakaya Ditti is Atabha Dupadana.
I see.
And Atabha Dupadana is also Sakaya Ditti and other things.
Okay. So it's not wrong.
But I think that if people have such understanding, how can they become detached from reality, which is not self? There must be only the eradication of this and what the other thing.
In that case, what would be the difference between Ditupadana and Atavadupadana? Because they're both referring to wrong view of taking something for self.
Yes.
So what is the
but
difference?
But whenever there is Atavadupadana and Sakaya Ditti, there is also other wrong view, like the world is created and so forth.
Right.
So not just this, but also other
so
wrong
view. So the Ditti referred to the other a wrong view.
Right.
Yes. The meaning of Atanu Ditti, Anu usually means following. So is it wrong view following self?
I haven't.
Okay. There's another expression, Atanu Ditti. And in Samoha Vinodini, it says
it's exactly
wrong view
the
following
same.
Self.
Yeah,
same.
It depends on whether we use the full word Atavadupadana or Atanu Ditti.
Okay.
It's Ditti for sure,
yes.
But it depends on the varieties of Ditti.
So Atanu Ditti and Atanu Padana would be
because you see, if they have such understanding, how can they get rid of the idea of thing?
Mm.
Yeah. But if it's not Atava to Padana.
Then is it true to say that we don't take things for self, we take them for things?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there are Atanu Ditti and Sakaya Ditti.
Mm-hmm. And there wouldn't be Sakaya Ditti in relation to an external object.
Because then. Usually sa is I or
right.
It belongs to me.
Right.
Yeah. Is that right, Kunoi? Sakaya. Sakaya. Sa means belonging to the self or me or I.
Yes.
Right?
Might it mean something like real or some real kayas that really exist?
Sakaya.
So.
In some of the suttas, when it goes through what is not self, this seeing and visible object, visible object is also not self.
Mm-hmm.
Does that indicate
here,
that we may take
on
visible object?
There.
Sure.
See.
Okay, when one sees one's own body. Or, I suppose, another person.
If we take just one meaning, it cannot cover other reality at all.
If we give an example of karma and vipaka and someone not understanding karma or vipaka or think that they are concerned with oneself, that's an example of Atanu Vadupadana. Is it an example of Sakaya Ditti?
I think that when we talk about Ditti, we understand what it means.
Mm.
And when we talk about karma, we understand what karma is.
Because this was given in the text as an example of Atavadupadana. But I wondered whether it is an example of Atavadupadana that isn't an example of Sakaya Ditti, because it's like a general
most
example.
Most of the time, it talks about Sakaya Ditti
when
it's Atavadupadana, but should we think just about that? What about the other things, like things? Do we have right understanding of different realities?
Very common.
Yes.
And when it comes to Sila Bhattupadana, it mentions examples of outside the teaching, but we know that, of course, people who have developed understanding still have Sila Bhattupadana. Mm. So can one say it's outside the teaching at that moment?
Close and very...
More subtle.
Yeah, more subtle.
Taking things for self is a form of wrong view. Taking things for being a thing.
Is it not?
Well, I've just...
Okay, there's no I, but there's things around me.
Yeah.
So is that right view?
No, it wouldn't be right view.
Mm-hmm.
Is it wrong view?
Yes, when it's not right.
Right.
Yeah.
When it's not right, it's wrong. Mm, not always, though, is there? One can have lack of right view, but still no wrong view.
That's why there are eight types of lopa mulacitta.
Yeah. I would have thought that taking visible object as things is not necessarily a wrong view. But
as long as there's not right view, what is there? Yeah. So permanent.
Right. And also, as I think we mentioned last time, the sanya carries the accumulated wrong view in the way it marks objects.
That's why there are the four vipalasa, with wrong view and without wrong view.
Right.
So when we say, okay, we take this for being something, for being a microphone, it's not taken for self, it's not sakkaya ditti, but it's atta. How would you translate?
Not at all. It depends on whether there is
wrong
view.
If there is wrong view.
Yeah.
But at the moment, if there is wrong view and it's taken for atta, how would you translate atta? Just as something or?
Yes. Opposite of anatta.
Well, if it's thinking, for example, that this conventionally, that this microphone is going to last a year.
Even so, it depends on whether you cling to the view as something permanent.
So we can talk conventionally without
being. Just talk about microphone. I think that usually in the old days, they study Dhamma or the teachings from book, and they think that they understand this or that, but no understanding of Dhamma in everyday life. But actually, when Buddha taught, he taught about what we had already. Those people who went to see him.
Yes.
Always had all these realities, but no understanding. So today, there are realities from that night, no understanding. So whenever we study, it's not in the book. The word just help us to understand what is here. This is the right way to study. Otherwise, we would say in that page, in that paragraph, or things like that. But actually, that's not the purpose of the Buddha at all. Just to help one to understand reality right now. Otherwise, we can think about ditti. But when ditti does not arise yet, how can we know? And can there be the understanding of passa, of feeling, or jetana, or other realities? So those who develop satipatthana only, which can understand realities, which are now at this moment. Otherwise, it's always in the book. And I think that if we use the different term like anatta, like the Thai would say, everything is anatta. But what about not self in Thai? Mai chai tua ton. If we use our own language, we'll stress on knowing or understanding that this moment, this reality is not self in one's own language. Otherwise, it seems like we can recite the word, but not understanding that it's not self. Even the translation is not self, but it's not in our head or in our mind at all. So I think that one's mother tongue is the best to use to develop understanding. But we do not deny Pali. It agrees with the word in Pali. And we know, but when we think about it, it should be in one's own language.
Yeah, but sometimes for anatta, okay, it's not self, that's clear. But when it's something like citta, for example, there isn't a handy word or phrase.
Because you see that no matter in what language, citta cannot be known by repeating or reciting.
Or like visible object.
Dukkha.
I just didn't catch what you said at the beginning there. You said that when the Buddha was talking to people, he was talking about things they knew about already.
No.
Dhammas they knew about already.
What were there at that moment?
Oh, what was present at the moment.
Yeah.
What was present at the moment and what they were capable of understanding. It's like now, when
we talk about seeing, we do not think about what conditions seeing. But seeing right now, we do not know that it's not self. So when one is told about seeing is a reality and it's not self in Thai, then one knows whenever there is seeing, it's not me, see? Otherwise, it's conditioned by this and that and so forth, not understanding this moment of seeing at all. That's why they read and they try to search for something like titi, while titi is not there.
But I think also that the dhammas he spoke about were dhammas that either the listeners had experienced or they were capable of experiencing directly because of their accumulated understanding at the time. Whereas we can read the same suttas and it...
It's like Buddha taught to us, exactly the same.
Yeah.
About seeing right now, hearing right now.
So in other words, the people during the Buddha's time and our experience are conventionally the same. Except when they hear the teachings, they understand it deeper and we understand it less.
It takes time, lot of time to understand.
We keep having to come back to the same point over and over again.
But I suppose if the Buddha were giving a sutta to us, it would be more basic than...
Exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
How can anyone change the word?
It would be Abhidhamma.
Yes. It'd be Abhidhamma, thank you. Rather than sutta. The Abhidhamma would become a sutta.
It needs lots of consideration, or considering, for example, when we talk about the rapidity of the arising and falling away of nama and rupa, by considering one knows that what appears is only the nimitta. See, it helps one to understand the world of nimitta. We live in the world of nimitta, like in a dream. Only when awareness arises, reality is real, it's not in the book or other place, it's here. It shows its characteristic as not self. And when panya develops more and more, there is nothing else at that moment, no self, no I, just realities. Until it's then like that, it appears like that. So that is the truth. The whole body and the thinking and everything cannot be presented at all at moment of citta, which just experiences the whisper object or sound. So this is the way to know that there is no self, absolutely.
You were saying last time that until there is direct understanding of the rise and fall of realities, it's nimitta of reality which is known. And when there is the direct understanding of the rise and fall of realities, then there is the beginning of the turning away from conditioned dharmas, and the beginning of turning towards the unconditioned Dharma, the Nibbana, which is the Animitta Dharma or the signless Dharma. What I'm wondering is, when we talk about the understanding of impermanence as being the understanding of the signless or the signless deliverance, is this because, as you were saying, the understanding of the rise and fall, which is the understanding of impermanence, is turning towards the signless Dharma? Is this what is meant by impermanence as the understanding of the signless? Or is this another meaning of...
At that moment, animita? There must be a reality which arises and falls away for panya to see the danger of the arising and falling away.
And by understanding the danger of that Dharma which rises and falls away, then there is more and more detachment from what is conditioned and the turning towards the unconditioned. So is this why, when it talks about insight into impermanence, they refer to it as signless deliverance, because it is the turning away from the Dharmas which have nimitta?
At this moment, we can talk about this signless reality. But what about one's understanding of it? It has to develop on and on and on by really understand directly of reality right now.
Directly right now. So first there has to be the understanding of conditioned dharmas which have nimitta
right now. Right.
Because if one doesn't realize...
One cannot go away from this moment.
No.
And you said that what we see now is the world of nimitta, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Why?
Why? I would say because there's no panya that sees the dhammas, isn't it?
Because realities arise and fall away so fast.
Yes.
How can one not be in the world of nimitta? And why the development of understanding has to be very natural? Because realities arise and fall away so fast. If one go away, no way to understand reality right now.
For the person who has developed panya, does that person still live in the world of nimitta?
For sure. Nobody can change the way reality is.
So the arahant also, yes.
Anyone can understand perfectly about what is real and what is not real.
Mm.
No clinging.
No clinging.
To both.
No wrong view,
mm-hmm.
But still a world of nimitta.
Citta arises as it is all the time, so mm. rapidly.
So rapidly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody can change its course at all.
Yeah. Stop the
uh-huh. So it has to appear like this, but the understanding is there, so sharp.
Is, yeah.
Yeah.